Over the last year, I have submitted queries to the Department of Justice around speculation for IPAS centres in Letterkenny, numerous locations, and Buncrana, two different locations, and Newton Cunningham, Ballyliffin, and now Remelton. On every occasion, the department has come back to say that they're not seeking to develop an IPAS centre. But on this occasion, they've gone further, and they're saying that they're not looking to develop an IPAS centre in Donegal as a whole. Obviously, Donegal has shouldered a very big responsibility in terms of Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, more than any other county per head of capita, even though we have a humanitarian crisis with defective blocks. So I welcome the clarification from the department.
Now, this clarification doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be a planning application made.
Yeah, like looking at the wording of the advertisement in the newspaper, it does look like one will be submitted. I can confirm as of last night that an application hasn't been received, but it does look like one is going to be submitted. I would expect that Donegal County Council, following the precedent that was set in the Strand Hotel Ballyliffin last year, whereby if somebody's applying for works related to a centre for international protection applicants, that if they do not have a contract with the department, in this case Department of Justice, then they will not be granted planning. So I would hope that that precedent would continue. I think there's been really bad practice across Donegal for quite a while now, where you had speculative investors who were getting contracts for government, but there was no consultation with local communities. There was no examination of available health facilities or school places. None of that happened. You know, needless to say, public representatives weren't consulted with, and it created huge bad feeling. That seems to have stopped over the last year, and it looks from this response that I have that this proposal will not get a government contract, and therefore I would expect Donegal County Council to refuse planning permission.
And I suppose people will be wondering about this. As you said there was quite turbulent times around IPAS centres. We've seen people gathering outside of them. In some cases they were set on fire.
Yeah, we had some really bad situations in Donegal, there's no doubt about it, and all over the country. I mean, this was a phenomenon all over Ireland. And, you know, you have to always condemn that type of behaviour. But I do have to say this, the way the government handled this was deeply unfair to the asylum seekers, putting them into situations where, you know, there was huge resentment in communities because they were not consulted with, not respected. It was really, really badly handled by government for quite a long time. That's why there's still a great distrust across Donegal. I have this firm commitment now from the Department of Justice. And every other occasion over the last year, it's proven to be correct. And I expect it to be correct again. However, I'm sure the community will keep an eye on the planning application. I've no doubt there will be objections. And as I say, I expect Donegal County Council to refuse this application because it is a speculative one. It's not based on any contract with the government, and it's not based on any consultation with the local community.